Yeah, so we are going to continue from where from the message that was preached last Sunday. I think last Sunday we are looking at seek ye the kingdom of God. Amen. So bear with me if you'll be limping when walking. Don't worry about what is that mannerism. I think I injured myself some 3 days ago. I slipped. So I think I had a very serious injury on my foot. The foot was swollen. So don't worry about it. I'll be walking around, okay? Yeah, but the Lord has been gracious. I think the swelling is subsiding. Okay, so we looked at the book of Matthew, chapter 6. We can, I think, read it again from verse 33. Then we can continue from there. All right, so we may rise up to our feet for the reading. Are we there? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. We may be seated. Amen. So we are continuing with this thought, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So last time we looked at the things that the Lord Jesus Christ talked about. Yeah, so in the verses before verse 33, I'm sure we read about them, or we can still go and read everything in this below verse 30, above, okay, before reaching verse 33, and we'll see some of the things that are there. Okay, so this order, or that was given, that we should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then now the other things that follow, he says, all these things shall be added unto you. So there are things that have to be followed, the first things first. Then there are things that follow later. So the first thing is seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Not just seeking a kingdom, because you have seen how wonderful, how beautiful the kingdom is looking, or maybe how rich the kingdom is, how attractive the kingdom may be looking. But he adds to say the kingdom then and his righteousness. So it's not just seeking the kingdom, but the righteousness, the discipline, the order, the commandments of that kingdom. So when that is followed, then there are blessings, if we have to put it in that way. There are blessings that accompanies that step that is taken. Because the kingdom of God is a great kingdom. It is the strongest kingdom of all the kingdoms. There's no one who is above God. Hallelujah. He is the great one with without the beginning of days, without the end of days, from eternity to eternity. He is. He's the creator of heaven and earth. Everything on this earth, in heaven, it is his. And how great is his kingdom? It's such a great and powerful kingdom. Amen. Then we have been told to seek that kingdom. As we seek it, we also seek his righteousness. Then all these things shall be added unto us. So these things include the physical body health. When we look at the kingdom, we said in this kingdom is a country. And we know countries are governed by, they've got constitutions. They have certain order, the way they do things. So there are things that the Lord has promised. And we find the promises in the constitution, which is his word, the Bible. Hallelujah. As we mentioned in Philippians, the Bible tells us, for my God shall supply your needs, all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So, as we are coming to his kingdom, we are coming, we have got needs. God is going to attend to the needs that we have. Hallelujah. Amen. So, God is not a man who can lie. When God says something, so is his word. It shall never turn back to him empty or void, but it accomplishes that which he pleases. So then we'll look at the constitution, at the word of God, in that kingdom. What are the things that the Lord has promised? And if he has promised those things, he is pleased when he sees the things that he has promised, they are coming to be fulfilled. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So as long as we are in the right position, where he wants us to be, then when we are in the right position and we have done according to the constitution, then there will be that response. It will be deep, calleth unto the deep.
Amen.
When you do that which is pleasing before the Lord, it attracts the blessings of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we need to be in the right place. We need to seek the kingdom of God. So there's healing in the kingdom of God. There's salvation in the kingdom of God. There's deliverance in the kingdom of God. There's financial blessings in the kingdom of God. There's joy in the kingdom of God. There's peace in the kingdom of God. There's love in the kingdom of God. There is righteousness. There are all these blessings. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord. So we've got to seek this kingdom of God.
Amen.
So there's taking a step when you are coming into this kingdom of God. It needs one to take a step. You come into this kingdom. So God has offered the blessings. One, the greatest, he has promised us eternal life. Then there are these other physical, material, other blessings that follow. He has promised. But it's up to us to come and get the blessings. The one that is not willing, you will just remain. You won't get what God has promised you to get. The problem will not be God is not giving you, but the problem is it's you who doesn't want to come and get what the Lord is offering. Because as a man who has been privileged, the Lord has given us, has made us as free moral agents. You will not force us to choose things. So you've got to make a choice. And you make a right choice. Then you find the blessings of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So we looked at the Queen of Sheba. Okay, yeah, just a brief summary on that. We saw in the scriptures that she heard about what God was doing in the life of Solomon. She heard of the great wisdom that was attached to the name of the Lord. Solomon was having that because it's the Lord that blessed him. God gave him the wisdom. Then the story went all over the world. People were hearing there's a man here with a great gift. So this queen of Sheba, she didn't just want to sit. So she heard of the news. She heard of the message. There was a message that was going around. So when she heard, she didn't just sit. Because if she just sat, she was going to miss out on certain things that she was supposed to get. In her life, of course, we saw that she had a lot of wealth. She had the gold, she had the spices, she had a lot of things. And being a queen, definitely, she was somebody of high caliber. So, she didn't just want to sit like that because she had certain questions which required answers. So after hearing that there's a great man, there's a king who is wealthy and he has got wisdom, she took a step to say, all right, I am going to see this person. So that was the first step, which was very important. After hearing, she analyzed what she was hearing, and the testimonies, they sounded to be good with the name of the Lord attached. So she didn't just want to just sit like that. As we said, the scripture tells us in 1 Thessalonians, should be chapter 5, if I'm not mistaken, says, prove all things.
Amen.
And hold fast to that which is good.
Amen.
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 So, after hearing the testimony, she didn't take the testimony casually. She decided to do something on what she had.
That's right.
See, there's somebody who is great and his testimony is attached to the name of the Lord. Let me go and see this man. So she made the decision to take a step, to go and see and prove the testimony that she was hearing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So she made a journey. As she was making a journey, she was expectant. That's why she didn't even go empty-handed. That's why she carried the gold, she carried the spices.
Because
was she knew that she was going to meet somebody, according to the testimonies that she was hearing, she knew that she was going to meet somebody who is important. And the gift that she carried the gifts of value. It wasn't just any mere gift anyhow. But she carried the gifts which had value. Because she was going to meet a king who had value. So regardless of how long the journey was going to take, she didn't get discouraged of the journey, how long it had to take. Because we are in history, that journey was taking about 3 months to go where Solomon was. So it's something that needed commitment. So she was determined, she took a step, and she was committed to the step that she took. All the challenges that she met on the way, they couldn't discourage her. So when you're traveling a long journey for that kind of a period of time, definitely you meet some challenges on the way, sir. So those things couldn't discourage that queen. She had a focus, she wanted to reach somewhere. So we see she went there. When she reached the place, she had even prepared because she wanted to prove. Hallelujah. Amen. Even as believers, when we have heard the message, or we have heard a sermon is being preached, we will not just go and just believe anyhow because a preaching has been done. Because the preacher man was jumping, he was climbing tables or chairs, or, then it's okay, that was the correct message. It's not like that. We've got to prove all things.
Amen.
Then that which is true, that which is good, we hold fast to it. As Paul commended the Berean believers, was saying those who are noble than those who are in Thessalonica. Because they went to check, they went to see or to prove, check the scriptures, to see if what Paul preached was so. And Paul, being the apostle of the Lord, the prophet of the Lord, he said, yes, these, they were noble than those, because they went to check. They were not weak just to pick anything anyhow. But they wanted to confirm, to see if this is true. And that's the spirit that we're supposed to have. Doesn't matter whether it's a white man who comes to preach a message, it's a wealthy man who's coming to preach a message, the message has just got to be in line with the word of God. When it's outside the word of God, it's nothing. Whether one comes from America, comes from whichever country, flying on planes, it doesn't matter. If they bring a message that is not right, then that is not a message. And if you don't have shoes, my brother, you don't get that message. Hallelujah. Because we want to hear a message that is true. A message that is spirit-led. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So this woman said, I'm going to go there with these difficult questions. She had questions which were difficult. I need to present these to this man. He needs to solve these. She didn't get simple things because she heard a lot about this man. So matching the value of this man and the testimonies that she's hearing, said, I I will get these very tough, difficult questions. He went with them. She presented them before the King Solomon there. And all the problems, all the questions that she had, they were answered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if she just sat with those questions, she would have died with the questions that she had. But taking a step to realize that there's somebody that is greater, where I can go and seek for advice in this situation, or where I need help in this situation, taking that step and going there, it was a blessing. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when she went there, she actually saw the environment there, how those servants of Solomon, they were working, how they were dressing, how they were looking. She saw great things. And when all the questions were answered, she was really humbled. She was even now testifying that, okay, what I've heard, yes, I've seen what I've heard. But I've even seen more than what I heard. Meaning the testimony that she heard from the people, she just heard part of it. But when she went there in person, personal appointment with the king, she saw more things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have heard testimonies, people have spoken of testimonies. Me had this experience with the Lord, me had this and this. Yes, it's a blessing. We have heard, but it may not have much impact compared to an experience that you have as a personal encounter with God. Hallelujah. Because there you are going to see more. You are going to have more conviction. You have a point of reference. Because you experienced that thing. So something that you have experienced and something that you have just heard, they are different. Something that you have just heard, on the way you can even change your mind. Say, was that a true thing? I think maybe I was wrong. Sir. But something that you have experienced, it changes your life. You can never be the same after having that touch of the Lord. That's why even Paul, you see, he was persecuting the believers, persecuted the church, but after he had that touch of the Lord, when the pillar of fire met him, touched him, he was no longer the same. He was a transformed life. He had an experience. He had a testimony. No one could shake him out of what he believed on. Because he had that experience, a personal experience with the presence of the Lord. There was Peter. He desired quite all right to move with the Lord. As a disciple following, he thought he was even going to be wherever Jesus would go, even when things are tough. He wanted to be around, but things couldn't allow at a certain point. He needed a certain special experience. Hallelujah. So one time things were not okay, asking him, are you together with the Lord Jesus? We know that he denied. He said, don't know him. But later on, because Jesus, as he was going, told them, go and wait, for you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. Hallelujah. So Peter now had an experience on the day of Pentecost. experienced that touch of God. He experienced that touch of God. He was no longer the same. He was no longer a coward. He wouldn't fear. Even when they were told to say, stop preaching, talking about, testifying about the name of Jesus, he would stand boldly, saying, we cannot stop doing that. There is no name under heaven in which man should be saved except the name of Jesus. So you would stand with boldness because of the experience that he had. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he continued as a witness, and then we heard more testimonies. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So even this woman went there and she had a personal experience. So what she heard from the people was lit. What she saw, she even saw more than what she heard. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when she went to see this king, because she realized she was going to meet somebody of high value, she didn't go empty-handed. So she knew that this is a serious business. It's not a joke. I'm going to see somebody serious. I need to carry things that are with
me.
So she carried those were expensive things, presented them to the king. But because where she had gone, the king was greater, he was above her. God had blessed that king a lot. So all that she asked, because she even asked for some things according to the scriptures, she asked, all that she asked was given. And even on top of what she asked, other things were added. So actually she went with more things than that which she brought. Because she came to somebody who was greater than her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we come to the Lord, there are blessings. Romans 12 told us that our bodies are supposed to be living sacrifice. Let's just read it again. Let's read Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So the scripture is telling us to say, we present our bodies a living sacrifice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to bring our bodies. See, when you are in the kingdom, everything belongs to the king. The people who are there, they are under the king. Then we are coming to this kingdom of God. Of course, everything is his. But I want a people who can come to him, who can present even the gifts, or who can present the sacrifice. But then we have been told that we should present our bodies as a living sacrifice. We have these bodies. Yes, they are ours, but they are for God. Hallelujah. God has given us the privilege to be managers of these bodies. But remember, we are warned in the scripture that, don't you know that you are the temples of the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit dwells in you. So we are the temples of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. As much as these are our bodies, we need to do certain things with our bodies. But what we are doing has to be in line with the constitution or the order which the king of this kingdom has set up. So these bodies, they are not for smoking. Smoking cigarettes, dagger, taking alcohol, even eating, sometimes others are careless in eating. When they eat things that are not healthy, they end up damaging your body. We need to manage our bodies well. Because we have been given a responsibility to manage them, these bodies, but these bodies are in the actual sense, they belong to the Lord. We are His temple. That's why we need to present these bodies as a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Amen. The things that are of the worldly nature that would be done in these bodies, we sacrifice them, we don't do them. So that we present our bodies holy unto the Lord, acceptable unto the Lord. Doing a service that which is acceptable before the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have been given this responsibility. So let's be careful how we keep our bodies. Because we are not living like any man just lives anyhow without the order. But because we belong to a kingdom, we need to follow the commands or the instructions from the king. And the instructions, they come from the word of God. So you'll be instructed even how to dress. We don't just dress anyhow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a way that a believer is supposed to dress. Because we belong to a kingdom. A dressing also will define which kingdom we belong to.
Amen.
If you are a sister here, you can even carry a spoken word message book or even a Bible, then I find you in a miniskirt, I will know the kingdom that you belong to. Even if you carried the Bible, you carried the message book, we know that you belong to the kingdom of the devil. Because he's the one that brings those things. But if you belong to the kingdom of God, you ensure that you dress in a decent way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the way we conduct ourselves, even talking, the speech, because the kingdom has got language. We know that these are lozies, these are chewas, because it's the language that they speak. You go in the lozi land, you start speaking nyanja, they'll start wondering, who is this one? This one is a foreigner. Because you don't belong there. So in the kingdom of God, there's a mouth that, there's a language that our mouth is speaking. That language is in line with the word of God. That's why we don't lie. Liars shall not enter into the kingdom. They don't belong there. How do they come in? It's not possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, that's how a kingdom is. So we need to know how to present ourselves before the Lord. We need to humble ourselves. We die from all our other rights. We follow the word of God. Because we are under the authority of the king. And once we obey, then we are going to be blessed by the king. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we saw what this queen did when she went there with her presence. She gave what she had. She gave her heart in other ways. And all the problems that she had, all the questions that she had, they were answered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even us, we might be having problems. You may have certain situations that are troubling you in life. You may be feeling you have come at the end of the road. There's nowhere else that you can go to. Maybe advice from people has failed. I want to encourage you, my brother, my sister, that there's still hope. Hallelujah. There's a king that is greater than Solomon, who is able to solve your problems that you have. That's why you don't just sit at home with your problems. That's why we're even encouraged by the scriptures to say we should not stop this manner of coming together. Because there's a blessing as we come together. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And how shall they hear except they be a preacher? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. And if there's a preacher who has been sent by the Lord, preaches the message, you believe the word of God, you have got faith, you are going to overcome. This Queen of Sheba, she heard of the testimony of what the Lord was doing in this life of King Solomon. And all the questions that she had, they were answered. Hallelujah. Amen. Solomon was called by God. So with God, all things are possible. It's the one who makes a way where there seemeth not to be a way. So it's a blessing to be in this kingdom. Praise be to God. Because he cares for us all the time. So when we come to him in his presence, we don't go back the same, the way we came. That queen, when she came to meet the king, she didn't go back the same. She went back changed. Even with more information than what she had from people testifying. She had more experience and she was given what she needed.
Yeah.
And there were additions. Yeah. As the Bible has told us, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all his righteousness. And everything shall be added unto you. So she was seeking for solutions. By a servant of God whom God was using. And she found the solutions to the problems. As she was going back, she was given what she wanted. And even additional was given on top of that. Hallelujah. So when we come to this kingdom, as we are told in the scriptures, that unless one is born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. So it starts by us denying ourselves, repenting of the things of the world, allowing God to take authority of our life, our life becoming transformed. Then now God can begin to operate in us. That's why we find the promises now in the scripture, which says, ask and you shall be given. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who has been given that promise? It's the believers. Hallelujah. Ask and you shall be given. Seek, you shall find. Knock, the door shall be opened. Those are promises that you have been given.
Amen.
This queen, she asks what she wanted, she was given. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even more, blessed be the name of the Lord. So as believers, we come to a king that is greater than Solomon. There are things that we need. We can ask, he can give us. Even more than we asked. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Shall we just go to the book of Mark as we read a scripture talking about the same queen from the south, the Queen of Sheba. Okay, so... Okay, it's Matthew, not Mark, sorry. Matthew chapter 12. We can start from verse 40, then coming down. Actually, from verse 38. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Verse 42. The queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I've seen this example that has been given here. One, we have been told about Jonas. How he was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale. And when he came out of that belly, the people who had the message, the people repented. So we are told that they will be raised, those people who repented after seeing the sign. Or after seeing that message, hearing that message and the testimony that accompanied to that generation, they will rise up to testify against a generation that is not being converted. So the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. Because the issue be, if us, we heard of this testimony, we heard of this message, we saw the hand of God, the power of God, we repented. But why is it that you are not repenting? We are people with ears just as you have got ears also. We have eyes as you have eyes. We saw, we heard, and then we have repented. Why are you not repenting? Then the queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear of the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, greater than Solomon is here. Hallelujah. So this queen, when she heard of the wisdom of Solomon, she didn't see it. She made an effort to rise from where she was. Even made a commitment of carrying gifts, because she was going to see somebody that was important. Hallelujah. She went to hear the wisdom. Now, in our time, we've got a king. We've got somebody that is greater than Solomon. We've got the Lord Jesus Christ. He is greater than Solomon. So if people are hearing this message, they have heard of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, then they are not changing. The people who repented at the message of Jonah, they will rise and condemn this generation. This queen of Sheba, the queen of the south, she made a commitment because she heard of the wisdom, that wisdom which was coming from God, which entered in Solomon, a servant of God. She made an effort to go and hear of that wisdom. Then there are people who are hearing the testimonies, they are hearing the message, they are sitting in their homes. When one could travel a long distance to come and hear the wisdom of Solomon, then somebody in this generation sits at home. When the Bible says, don't stop this manner of coming together, somebody sits at home. He is missing fellowship. Then that woman shall rise in judgment with her. Because she'll say, me, I traveled a long distance. I'm a woman just as you are a woman. I'm a human being as you are a human being. When I heard of the wisdom of Solomon that God is doing something great in his life, I didn't want to sit. I had to make an effort to go and hear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And even when she was coming back, blessed. She was no longer the same. Why should you sit home, my brother? Why should you sit home, my sister?
Amen.
When the wisdom is here, the wisdom is being preached.
That's right.
And the wisdom that is here is greater than that of Solomon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that queen is going to rise in judgment this generation. It's not for believers to be missing church. Even the way we are coming, we need to be coming in time.
Yes,
when we have an appointment with the Lord here. Because we are going to meet with somebody of value.
Yes,
we are going to meet somebody with value. The way we come to approach him is according to how much value we consider that person to be. So if you don't value the presence of the Lord, you don't value fellowship, then you can come in anytime, you can miss fellowship anytime. That tells how you value the one that you are serving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Journey that should take you 30 minutes. The queen of Sheba, she took 3 months to travel to go and hear the wisdom. Why should you fail in 30 minutes to come into the presence of the Lord? Why should you fail in 2 hours to come and meet the Lord in his presence and hear of his wisdom? Hallelujah. So we need to humble ourselves in this kingdom. So unless we are born again, we cannot see this kingdom. We cannot understand this kingdom. We can't be part of it because we don't join. And God is a king. He wouldn't want a disgrace in his kingdom. So we can't mock him. He knows who are his. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he says, let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. We gave an example of Cain and Abel. They were coming to worship the Lord. They knew that there's somebody who is great. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the one was spiritual. The other one was religious. Because he knew it's a routine sacrifice has to be given. They say, okay, time has come to sacrifice. So everyone, according to how they valued the one that they are going to sacrifice to, they took their presents. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Cain took his things from the ground. But Abel
took
a special. The first of his animals. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Presented there and it was accepted. Because we cannot mock God. Cain also goes with his. We don't know whether he took watermelon, whether it were apples or whatever. Maybe it was a nice fruit. We don't know what it is. But it was just a religious presentation.
Yeah.
And God looks at the hearts. Says, I'm not just interested in the gift. I'm interested in the giver also.
Amen.
So this gift that has come is useless to me. But this one who has come with a revelation, I will accept and I will honor his praise. Hallelujah. So even as we are coming to fellowship, how are we presenting our bodies here?
Yes, sir.
Have we valued when before we are coming from home, coming to church, as we are coming to meet? Did we value that we are coming to meet a king, the king who is great? Or it was just a Sunday routine? Okay, I'm known by the pastor, I'm known by the deacon, by the brothers, I'm part of the church, so I can go anytime just to register that I've attended church. Then God is looking at the register. It's God who knows the attendance.
Amen.
He's the one who knows who has come.
Amen.
For fellowship and who hasn't come for fellowship.
Amen.
This place can be packed with people here. Few people have come for fellowship. Others are religious. And in the kingdom of God is not a religion. It's of spiritual people. Who have died from the things of the world. Who have died from the desires of the flesh. And they are putting on Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So this Queen of Sheba, she will challenge this generation. People are dying in their homes with their problems. The other people are even committing suicide. They are drinking doom and what. People are dying. You go in the hospitals, you hear, oh, this one poisoned himself, poisoned herself. They are dying with their problems. Yet there's a solution. But there's one who had questions. Said, I cannot keep these questions anymore. They're troubling me. If there's somebody who is able to sort them out, I'll take them, especially these most difficult ones. And they were answered. My brother, my sister, what questions do you have? What is it that is troubling you? What is it that is drawing you back from going forward in the kingdom of God? Jesus says, come to me, all you that labor. And are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Hallelujah. Then you stay home, restless. You can't come to church. I've got problems. Bring your problems to church. There's a king that is greater than Solomon. He can solve all your problems. You can ask, he'll give you. You even had more blessings on you than what you asked. Greater than Solomon is he. If you can only believe, all things are possible. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The problem is not Jesus. The problem is the people who don't want to believe what has been laid in the Constitution. Because once you follow what has been laid, then automatically it will be done. God is committed to see his word being fulfilled.
Amen.
So us, we need to do our part. Believe his word.
Amen.
And his righteousness. We walk his way. Then he is going to bless us. Amen. Blessed be
Hallelujah.
The name of the Lord.
Amen.
So God wants to see the commitment. of our lives. Do we realize that he's a great kingdom? Also give another example of that eunuch. The book of Acts chapter 8. Maybe let's just read it. Should be verse 26, if I'm not mistaken. So Acts chapter 8, verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he had read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. Okay, let me just hear. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So this man, he was reading just the scriptures. But I'm sure he had some interest. So he was reading, and for Philip to hear that, he could have even been reading loud. Then Philip asked him, do you understand what you are reading?
Yeah.
He said, how can I understand unless there's somebody to explain to me?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So there are certain things you cannot understand on your own. You need somebody to come and explain to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why we are not even loners, because there are certain people, they call themselves, they are loners. They will just stay home. They don't even go for fellowship. They will just maybe get a spoken word book, read there, or get a Bible, read at home. But that is not doing what the word of God says. There are some things you need somebody anointed of God to come and explain to you.
Amen.
Then you can have understanding. So this man was desiring. He had questions. And for the Spirit of the Lord now to lead Philip to go there, God saw what was in the heart of this man. But sincerely, this man needed the understanding of this scripture. I'm sure it troubled him, that's why I was even reading it loud. Then Philip goes there, do you understand? How can I understand when there's nobody to explain to me? Hallelujah!
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. But because Jehovah Jireh was there, saw what was in his heart. Jehovah being the provider.
Yes.
He came to provide the solution to the problem that he had, the need that he had in his heart. To understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed is he that hungers and thirsts for righteousness.
Amen.
For he shall be filled. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he was thirsty reading the scriptures. But he had no understanding. Blessed be the name of
Allah.
Then Philip explains to him, then he was a happy man. He had the understanding. He even desired to be baptized. He didn't want to waste time. Hallelujah. Let's skip. We read from verse 6. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, hallelujah.
Yes.
See, here is water. It's a eunuch. He has seen water. He didn't want to waste time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the queen of Sheba heard that is this wisdom from Solomon, she didn't want to waste time. Even if it was long, she made an effort to go and get that wisdom.
Yes,
then this man who was thirsty, waiting for interpretation, the revelation of the scriptures, he sees the servant of God expounds the scriptures, explains, reveals what does scripture mean. Then when he sees water, says, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Hallelujah. He has been touched, he has believed in the message. Says, what should hinder me? Let me be baptized. Praise the Lord. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart. Because he also just didn't just want to baptize anyone anyhow.
Amen.
Because we are not dealing with a game of numbers. Because God is not interested in the quantity, but he wants the quality. But if there's a large gathering with equality, that is even a greater blessing. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So he says, Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. So he had to believe with all his heart. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water. And both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. Hallelujah. He is a God who even makes a way where there seemeth not to be a way. Philip was supposed to be in another place. Hallelujah. And I'm sure there was no aeroplane there, there was no airport. He needs to go to another place. But because he's on the duty of the Lord, he is serving the Lord. After he finishes, he disappears. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Then the eunuch is not taken away. Where has Philip gone or what? He has joy in his heart. The revelation has been revealed to him. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen.
Praise be to God. So when you have become born again, your heart has been transformed, filled with the Holy Spirit, you have the joy of the salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So because he was expectant, God saw what was in the heart. And God delivered what was supposed to be delivered. Because he is Jehovah Jireh. He is the provider. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise be to God. So what a blessing that it was. As we are winding up, we can see also, we can read it, I think, in our good time. We know about the story in the book of Matthew chapter 2. There were those wise men. The wise men, also, they were expecting something. They were studying. They were studying the stars because they were expectant. And it's not any star that they could follow. There were a lot of stars. But they were giving a study to these stars. Then they saw a certain special, peculiar star come. And said, yeah, this one. This is the King of the Jews. Hallelujah. Let us follow. It's guiding us where the King of the Jews is born. So they didn't just remain to say, this is a peculiar star. So, okay, see, it's interesting. Then it disappears. So they were studying with expectation. When they saw what they were expecting, they started the journey. Hallelujah. They started following the star. They were interested to meet the king. They even prepared themselves very well. When you are going to meet the king, you don't go anyhow, because the king that you are going to meet is a king of with value. So they carried these expensive things. As the Bible tells us, they carried gold. They had frankincense. Lubano, Chifukisho, maybe in Bemba, but in Chinyanja and Lubano, right? Yeah, then Maya, Mula. Three things, hallelujah.
Amen.
Of course, they had the revelation. So, Brother Branham tells us about the gold, what it was representing, the deity, the frankincense, service. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we know that the Maya, it was talking about the death of the Lord Jesus Christ coming to die for us. Because that's what they were using to apply to dead bodies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they were expecting. So when they saw the confirmation, they started following that star. Until they reached where they were supposed to reach. They found the baby who was born and they presented their gifts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Maybe there could have been a lot of people who saw. Others, they just saw the star and they looked at it. Ah, oh, it's a good star. Okay. Oh, ah, it's quite strange. Okay, okay, okay. Ah, they even remained talking about stories. Ah, there's a star that passed here. Ah, 2 days ago, 1 week ago, it was a strange experience.
Amen.
It remained as a story. So they even testifying, we saw a star. Yes, Pastor, there's a star that we saw. They were telling to their children stories. But the people who had the vision, who had the expectation, who had the desire to meet the King of the Jews, they were in expectation. When they saw that, they said, yes, the King of Jews is there, he's being born, let us follow. They didn't care how long the distance was going to take them. They carried their gifts. They were following. What were they going to do? They're saying, we are going to worship him. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Others, they just looked at the star. It was maybe attractive to them. Reminds me of this time in which we were in. God raised up the star. The star messenger in our time to lead us to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But other people, they saw the message of the star. Others were just looking at the star itself. They look at the miracles which were happening. They felt they have arrived there. Oh, Brother Branham, he used to do these miracles. They will even explain to you very well. Even among the Pentecost, they will tell you nicely. Yeah, there were these generals, and one of them, they have put him, okay, William Branham, this and this used to happen, but they never saw beyond that. In the end time message, others, they have missed where that star was pointing the people to. They looked at the star because it was attractive. They feel they have reached there.
Yeah.
So they will be offended when you preach and you haven't mentioned the name of William Branham. Ah, you are not a believer. Others, they even opened to say, William Branham was Jesus Christ. They were confused. They are confused. Others went further even to start baptizing in the name of William Branham. What a shame it is. But those people were expecting the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You understand and you know that this is a star. A star, you know, a star is what is leading you to where the Lord Jesus Christ is. Those wise men, they were not worshiping the star. The star was a guide to lead them to whom they were supposed to go and worship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. But there's a confusion in our time. People heard of the messenger, William Branham, but they have formed denominations. They are confused. They feel just by having the end time message books, they feel they have arrived. But does it end there? We need to get the understanding of what is in the message. Then the message can point us, can point to us whom we are supposed to be worshipping. It will show us who is the King of Kings. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we need to be sober. We should not be shaken in this kingdom. We need to know what we are following. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So others, they have come to follow man. Sometimes we even say, we don't need the Bible. I've heard such preachers. We don't need the Bible. This Bible is just like a newspaper. But just this message book. Yes, when somebody with the demons come, I'll just put it on top of his head and they'll come out. Where did the prophet tell us to do that? He never told us to do that. But he was telling us to say, go back to the word. Go back to the absolute. Go back to the original. So we have not come to this message to become Branhamites. We are supposed to be Christians. Born again and become part of the kingdom of God. That when God looks at us, he knows, yes, this one is my son, this one is my daughter. Those are the only ones that you know. There's no other way. It's him to give you, if it is a certificate or a seal, it's him to give you. And he knows. So if you are still wondering, you are still having questions about your salvation, the door is still open. You can still come and meet the Lord. That's why Isaiah 1:18 tells us, come, let us reason together. What is it that is troubling you? When you examine yourself, the way you are praying, is it the way you are supposed to be praying? The way you read the word of God, is it the way you are supposed to be reading? The way you conduct yourself, is it the way you're supposed to be conducting yourself as a believer? If that is not the way, why are you troubling yourself? Says, come, let us reason together. Is it sin that is troubling you? Says, come, let us reason together. Doesn't matter how bad it is. How many people have condemned you? It's not the people who are making you to be part of the kingdom. It is him. It's God, so he's saying, come, let us reason. You are in a backslidden state. Why are you in a backslidden state? Says, come, let us reason. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So, door is open. At some point, it's going to be shut. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because whilst there's still a way, let's not waste our time. As the Bible says, when you hear the word of God, do not harden your heart. As they did in the rebellion. So we need to be humble. When we are humble, he's going to lift us up. But when you have got pride, he will bring you down. We saw last time we talked about Nebuchadnezzar. He thought he was too great. But he was abased. So God is looking for humble, sincere hearts. In his kingdom. So seek the kingdom of God first. And all his righteousness. And everything shall be added unto you. May the Lord God Almighty bless you. I think for today we can end here. We can rise up to our feet.